بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: بال أعرابي في المسجد، فقام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إليه ليقع فيه، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: دعوه وأريقوا على بوله سجلا من ماء أو ذنوبا من ماء، فإنما بعثتم ميسرين ولم تبعثوا معسرين. This is a famous hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that once a Bedouin, person that was ignorant, he didn't know better, he came into the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he urinated in one corner of the masjid. Person doesn't know the masjid was of sand, he needed to use the toilet. It wasn't like this day and age where they are built up toilets. So as he understood, as he knew, what he normally does everywhere, goes to one corner and he urinates there and he carries on. So he thought the same applies in the masjid. So he did that. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they got very upset. Now they understood, this is the masjid, this is the house of Allah Ta'ala, what you can do, what you can't do. And this was very, very, very bad, very disrespectful to the house of Allah Ta'ala for a person to come here and do this. So they wanted to teach him a lesson. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately said, da'u, leave him, leave him. The ulama explained, there were two reasons why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him. The man just started urinating. So the first thing that would happen is, if you disturbed him, it could cause him difficulty, could cause him some problem. And the second thing is that he would mess a greater portion of the masjid by startling him and chasing him at that moment in time. More of the masjid would become soiled. So that was the hikmat why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave him. وَأَرِيقُوا عَلَىٰ بَوْلِهِ سَجْلًا مِنْ مَاءٍ. Take a bucket of water and now throw it over that. You can purify that ground. You can make it park again. This person, he's an Arabi, he's ignorant, he doesn't know better. We need to teach him. فَإِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُمْ مُيَسِّرِينَ. You have been sent to make it easy for the people. وَلَمْ تُبْعَثُوا مُعَسِّرِينَ. And you haven't been sent to make it difficult for the people. Yesterday we explained about how to handle a situation. Person wants to solve one problem, but he creates 10 more problems. So this requires wisdom. Together with wisdom, tolerance. It requires a person to be level-headed. It needs to be cool and calm. So in a situation like this, see how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam handled it. You have to understand the mental state of a person and the background of a person. Someone that has knowledge, someone that is of understanding, someone that knows very, very well, then he should be reprimanded. But a person that doesn't know, then we will give him the benefit of the doubt. We'll have to teach him. We'll have to sit with him with love, with wisdom, with kindness, without chasing the person away. That is why, again, our Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he says, when you're correcting, then remember, no fighting, no arguing, no hitting, no insulting. Keep all this in mind. Be cool, be calm, and handle the situation in a cool and a calm manner. This is what we need to try and work on. That even in the midst of a very, very tense situation, how we can be cool, how we can be calm, how we can be level-headed, so we can sort the problem out. This was the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he conducted. And then after that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called this man. He called him and he educated him. It doesn't mean that we leave people to do as they wish, how they wish in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood this person was ignorant, he didn't know. But he didn't leave him. Okay, carry on. We called him and he explained to him, this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we do in Allah Pak's house. So Amr bil Ma'ruf has to take place. But with different people, it will be in a different way. It will be packaged in a different way. Someone that is a knowledgeable person, someone that knows, someone that has been told repeatedly, and then he still doesn't listen, then he will be reprimanded, he will be rebuked, he will be censured. And that person that doesn't know, for example, it's a small child, the child, you won't treat him like an adult, so you will handle him differently. Person that is new in Islam, he just came to the masjid now, first time, he doesn't know, he's looking around. And now we start shouting him, we start rebuking him, so then he will run away, he won't want to come back. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majid regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. That if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was harsh and hard-hearted, the Sahaba would have run away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very tolerant, very cool, very calm, very loving in his approach, with a lot of wisdom in teaching and explaining. So what is the requirement is not to leave it the way it is to teach with love, with wisdom. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.